the blessed month of Ramadan.
In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to the 26th program in our series, Blessed Month of Ramadan. God gives peace of mind and tranquility of heart to the faithful. This peace of mind and tranquility of heart can be achieved by providing help and assistance to others and by resolute faith. The person who attains these qualities by reliance upon God becomes extremely generous and forgiving in his behavior. Stay with us for more. We start today's discussion with a review of the life of the wise and prudent figure of antiquity, Luqman the Sage, who has been mentioned by God Almighty in the Holy Quran, and the 31st Surah is named in his honour. He was a dark-skinned person from Yemen of probably African origin. At an early age, he was kidnapped by miscreants and unjustly sold into slavery. Yet, despite the oppression he went through, he maintained a pure heart, a tranquil soul, a thoughtful mind, and he had strong faith. He became well known for his ingenuity, integrity and intelligence. He grew into a perceptive man, always watching the animals and plants in his surroundings and endeavoured to understand the world based on what he saw. God Almighty sent an angel to him, asking him what he preferred, kingship or wisdom. Luqman chose wisdom and was granted sagacity of a high order. Part of his life coincided with that of Prophet David. He was trustworthy and never insulted others. He spent most of his time in silence and learned lessons from the developments and events that took place. His success, wisdom and respect in society never made him proud, and neither did any setback in life made him despair. His excellent character and honesty made his supposed master free him. As a divine tribulation, mishap again occurred in Luqman's life, when a group of bandits seized him and took him to a distant city, where no one knew him personally or by appearance, although they had heard of his proverbial wisdom. The bandits sold Luqman to a wealthy person who forced him to carry out hard jobs. Luqman, however, never complained and even worked better than others. The wealthy person soon realized Luqman's diligence and kindness and started to treat him with respect, though he still did not recognize him. One day, some of Luqman's fellow citizens happened to visit that city, immediately recognized him and informed the wealthy person about his identity. The wealthy person, who had heard of Luqman, was ashamed, apologized to him and offered a huge chunk of his wealth. He then asked Luqman why he had not introduced himself. Luqman responded that he knew well his hard work would be honoured sooner or later, and if he worked hard, his hard efforts made it possible for him to realise the value of blessings, to better treat subordinates in his city, and to assist the poor and the needy. Luqman said, "I was hard at work, but I learned lessons. I entered your city whilst no one knew me. Now I have friends among you, and you wealthy individual benefited from my work, getting to know me as I was. If I had introduced myself from day one, these benefits would have never been achieved. I'm grateful to God and return to my homeland with a sense of honour and dignity." The wealthy individual hailed Luqman and noted that his remarks were similar to the remarks of the prophets and prominent figures. In an advice to his son, Luqman said, "My dear son, the world is like a deep sea in which many have drowned. So build your ship in this sea out of faith in God. Resort to God and maintain piety. If you are saved from the sea, it is due to divine blessings. And if you sink, it is because of your own sins." Now let us read Ayah 4 of Surah Fat in the Holy Quran. Ayah 4 of Surah Fat says, "It is He who sent down composure into the hearts of the faithful, that they might enhance their faith. To Allah belongs the hosts of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise." This ayah refers to the peace of mind which God instills in the faithful in order to enhance their faith, clearing any doubts and fear from their hearts and souls, and enabling them to be steadfast against stormy incidents. In Quranic teachings, the peace of mind granted by God is a special type of blessing, which is only bestowed upon the pious and devout individuals, reinforcing their faith in God. Surah Fat, and the manifest victory mentioned by God in this surah, refers to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah that was inked around the year 7 AH by Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, when along with Muslims he headed towards Mecca to perform the pilgrimage of the Holy Kaaba, the symbolic house of God, but at a place called Hudaybiyah he was stopped by the pagan Arabs and obstructed from entering into Mecca. The Holy Prophet, upon seeing the inclination of the Arabs to cause a confrontation with Muslims, proposed a truce. Some of the Muslims who had hoped to enter Mecca, from which they had been earlier expelled, started casting doubts on the correctness of the Prophet's decision. The Holy Prophet, in order to strengthen the spirit of Muslims, gathered them underneath a tree and took oath of allegiance from them. The faithful complied with the Prophet's instructions. Thereafter, God granted them peace of mind so that the faith in God would grow stronger, because everything in the universe belongs to God. The one and only Creator is capable of establishment of calm in the hearts and souls of the faithful and to enhance their faith in God. Every day of the blessed month of Ramadan is memorable for us. All of us, in the company of our parents and siblings, gather for iftar and sahari. The sound of father's prayers, the hard efforts of mother to prepare a meal, and the scent of fresh bread grants a special lively atmosphere. Meanwhile, keeping each other's company in these days is more important than anything else. Years come and go one after another, but our hearts are still warm because of these gatherings. Physiologically, eating a meal in the company of others is very beneficial for us. Those who eat a meal on their own maintain a lesser appetite and do not consume yogurt and salad or spice next to their meal. They are in a rush to eat so that they would be able to get back to work. This in turn lowers their output, given that they have not appropriately rested and they have not enjoyed their meal. However, eating a meal in the company of others boosts the appetite and leads to secretion of hormones and enzymes, better digesting the food and absorbing the food we consume. Researchers at two Canadian universities found out that the mental health of teenagers who regularly eat dinner in the company of their family members is better than their peers. In Islamic culture, each one of us should share our blessings with our family members and keep the company of our family whilst eating meals. Eating meals with family members on a regular basis reinforces family ties and establishes and maintains appropriate ties amongst family members. The Prophet of God pointed out that one of the signs of modesty of the man of the family is eating meals with family members, reminding that presence of a man next to his family is better than seclusion in a mosque for the sake of worship of God, in the view of the one and only Creator of the universe. Whenever we eat a meal in the company of others, we control the amount of food we consume. In this case, we rest and are re-energized for carrying out our activities. Speaking when we are eating a meal causes indigestion. Nonetheless, friendly talk is pleasing and can be harmless if we do not go into extremes. According to experts, it is better to eat a light meal so that you would have time to chat with your family members as well.